Lamb Baptist Church, and I work with the mission outreach team and do lots of other stuff, as well as look after the premises, which is always really exciting. And the most exciting part of our members' meetings is always about the toilets and things like that, because I make it really interesting. And I hope what I say today about CAP will also be really interesting. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to say, well, why should you start a CAP debt centre here? Why? I'll talk about CAP, what the CAP services are, about a bit about our journey, and then how you can get involved. So the first of all, I wanted to just say, I've been involved with CAP for about 5 years, as a money coach and as a debt centre manager too. And I wonder if you could help me with the first question about why. So, are you up for doing a bit of visual aiding? I need you to help me here, is that okay? So I'd like this half of the church to stand up. If you can. If you can't stand up, just raise your hand. Okay? So, this half of the church represents people who feared losing their home when they're in debt. So, when people are in debt, one of the fears is they can lose their home. Thank you, you can sit down now. Now, I'd like this half to stand up or raise their hand if they can. And could the front three or four rows stand up this side as well? Thank you. Okay? Now, you represent the 72% of people who sacrifice meals when they're in debt. This side can sit down, stand up, keep going. And you represent the 21% who miss meals regularly. Maybe they didn't eat so their children could eat. Thank you, you can sit down. Right, I want this side to stand up again. And all the backs to stand up, just the first three rows to remain seated. Right, now you represent the 80% whose health suffered through being in debt. Right, you guys can sit down. And the daughter in front, you can sit down as well, those two, that rows. Now you guys who are still standing, you represent the people who are on medication because of debt. They're on medication. Right, you can all sit down again. This side can stand up again. And George, in frontwards, can you stand up, please? I'm nearly finished, don't worry. You represent the 75% of people whose relationships are suffering because of debt. Okay, you can sit down. You can stay standing. And this lot represents the 26% of people whose relationships break down completely. Their marriages breaks, or their relationship breaks. Thank you, you can sit down. Now, as a final one, could the first half of this lot stand up? And a couple of rows at the back over there stand up, just to make sure you feel as though you're part of it. Okay. So you represent about the 34% of people who consider or have tried to commit suicide because they're in debt. Okay. Now, can everybody sit down apart from Ken Watts? Now, Ken is representing the 1% of people who are successful in committing suicide. So, it's quite an awesome thing for Ken to be representing that percentage, because this is what happens when people are in debt. They can lose their life in all sorts of different ways. Ken, thank you so much. You can sit down now. So you see, working with Christians Against Poverty isn't just a job we do. It's actually a life-saving organisation, because I know there are people alive today because of the work of CAP. But of course, it's Christians Against Poverty, isn't it? So we also are working to save people's lives in another way too. So let's move on to the biblical imperative. Now, we read Isaiah, and I haven't got time to pick out the gems from that passage. But you will see that really what Isaiah was saying to the people at the time is that what they were doing wasn't good enough for God. They were perhaps into a routine that became just a routine, became religion. And their hearts and their minds and their eyes were not seeing around them where God's love needed to be, where his mission was. And so God says through Isaiah, just have a think about what's going on. This is the sort of thing that I want you to be doing. I want you to be sharing your food with the hungry. I want you to be giving the wanderer shelter. I want you to spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed. So he was saying, hey, just hold on a second. Actually, what I'm calling you guys to do, because your relationship, you're my people, look around you. See where my heart is, not what you do. And it's a tremendously challenging passage, isn't it, for us? Because in our Western material society, we are getting squeezed into the mould of things so easily. So we have to look outside and see, where is God's heart in our community? Where are the things that God wants us to be looking for and looking after? Where does God want us to spend ourselves at this time? And of course, the promise in this is just fantastic, isn't it? I mean, if you could say this would be what our church is required, it's amazing, isn't it? Your light will break forth like the dawn. Your healing will come quickly. And the last two verses in particular, you'll be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will rise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets and dwellings. Now, would you as a church like to be known as somebody who restores streets and dwellings and repairs broken walls? So do you think our streets are broken at the moment? I think they are. I think there are people living in our streets who are broken, and the streets themselves are broken. So what we're looking here is at what is the mission that God is calling us to do, but more importantly, how can we go about that? What are the tools that we can have? So the biblical, in the Bible, there's loads of stuff. The example of Jesus, just I'm going to just quote a couple of verses that Jesus quoted. First of all, is again from Isaiah, when he first, as it were, gave his mission statement. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set the oppressed free." And do you remember that time when John the Baptist was in prison? And he said, I really need to know, is Jesus the Messiah? Is he the one that I've been expecting to come? And when they went to Jesus and Jesus told them what to say to John the Baptist, he said this: "Go back and report to John what you've seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor." So why? Well, it's in our DNA as Christians. And if you're a church that loves God, wants to share good news, and serve your community, then being involved with CAP is a natural thing to do. And are you a church that loves God and shares good news and serves the community? Do you recognize those words? Anybody? Anybody?
Yes.
Oh, good. Excellent. Where are they from then? Go on. It's your vision statement. That's right. Absolutely. And so who do CAP want to work with? We want to work with churches who love God, share good news and serve their community. So your DNA as Reynolds Lane Baptist is great. Moving on. So about CAP, well, you've already heard John say that they're a national charity. There are over 500 centres based in local churches, so it's expanding. And one of the things that we want to do is to have more centres in more places. And so because there was a centre in Harrow, there's now less facilities or resources for people to find relief from debt around this area than was before. So I would encourage you to really consider carefully if it's right for you to become a debt centre, so we can have another place where people can find freedom from debt, but also a community and family to support them. One of the we've just got a new assistant chief executive in CAP, and she was the head of sport at BBC. And one of the things she did in her first week was to sit with the people who are on the phone line. So when you phone up CAP, they say, the person explains what their problem is, what their debt is, and then we look at the postcode and see, is there a place where you can go? And one of the things that broke her heart during the first week was that the number of people who said, well, I'm sorry, we haven't got a centre near you. So we can give you the website of Step Change or the Citizens Advice Bureau, and here are other people to help, but we haven't actually got a centre near you. So she's quite motivated to start increasing the numbers of debt centres. As you know, it started over 20 years ago by John. I think he said that on the video. And it's an award-winning organisation. When you go to the head office at CAP, where over 200 people are working, they're all much younger than me. They're all much younger than me, and they've got more energy than I have. I know it's unbelievable, but they have. They've got more energy than I have. And it's great to see young people on the phones talking to clients. It's good to see the energy they've got and the passion they've got for working in an organisation like CAP. And because of that, John Kirkby and Matt Barlow, Chief Executive, won awards for leadership in the non-profit sector for the Financial Times year after year. And in fact, they're winning awards pretty much every year from the finance industry, from the debt industry, about the way they go about things. And indeed, I don't know if you've ever seen the Martin Lewis interview, this really great one, where he's interviewed on one of these daytime programs, and he talks about the debt and they have people phoning in. And he says, well, of course, there are a number of organizations that Step Change, and there's the other ones, the Money Advice Service. But he said, but if you really want to have help and have emotional and resources while you're in debt, then Christians Against Poverty is the place you should go. So even Martin Lewis, who's not a Christian, but is obviously a very famous money and financial advisor, he's signposting debt, CAP is the place to go for debt. And the difference between Step Change and the Money Advice Service and all the other services, we are passionate about saving people, not just from debt, but also saving people so that Jesus can come to be their saviour as well. And it is just an amazing privilege to be able to be part of somebody's journey. And when you go into somebody's home for the first time, and the first thing that you do is say to them, hey, look, we're a Christian organisation. As Christians, we always like to start things in prayer. So it's okay if I just pray now before we start. And 99 times out of 100, the person will say, oh, yes, that would be nice, thank you. So you start with prayer. So immediately you're saying, we want God to be involved in this process. And at the end of the time, I will also say, is there anything particular that we can pray for you? And then they might say, well, yes, I'm not sleeping really well. I've got this real stress. And then other things come out as well. And we can say, is that okay if we pray about those things now? And then my befriender like Tracy or myself will pray specifically for those things. Now, this is sort of like the Ferrari of mission outreach, isn't it? I mean, naught to prayer in 0.7 seconds. not all the clients become Christians because we are very careful to make it their choice about how they engage with that session of prayer. So we always ask for permission. We always give them opportunity to come to activities at our church. And so, but we are treating the people, our clients, as people who have value, who are loved, who are accepted by us. And by association, therefore, if we're Christians, we hope that they see that they're accepted by God too. So we're passionate about saving people. So, moving on. Great. So this is what Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, said, who's CAP's patron. He said, CAP is serious, highly professional, deeply committed, and above all, will treat you as a human of infinite value. And that is really important in today's society because a load of people who do not feel they have any value at all. And one of the great things that we try and do is to give people hope and to put value back into their lives and to rebuild their lives. We've just changed our vision at CAP to be this one. It's a small vision, that we want every UK church passionately serving and including the poorest while confidently proclaiming Jesus. So we did have a target for the number of debt centres and service areas we wanted, but we have sensed, as an organisation, I've sensed this personally too, that actually we want it to be wider than that, that you don't have to involve the CAP to work with the poorest in your community. But that's what we want to encourage people to do, because there's an increasing polarisation in our society about those that have and those that don't have. And being poor isn't necessarily not having material stuff. Being poor can be about having broken relationships with yourself, with your family, with society and creation, but also, more importantly, with God. And so we're looking at a more holistic approach than just purely financial poverty, although that is our entry point, our key way we do that. So I'm just delighted to be with you here today, because you are considering starting a ministry or to help poor people. It will change this church. It will change this church. So about CAP. So CAP starts off with debt help, and that's what we're talking about mainly today. That's helping people who are in debt. So it's a three-step process. I go to somebody's house, explain what we do, say, do you want to get involved? Usually, and Tracy will testify this, the clients will be in tears just after showing a video similar to the one I've just shown, because for the first time, they can see hope. And often, people will say, yes, 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 I want you to help me. The rubber hits the road, though, over the next few weeks as they get all their paperwork together, as they start to see what they've got to do in terms of changing and being more committed to actually getting out of debt. And that's where the support that we give helps them do that. The second time I come along, get all the paperwork, send it to CAP headquarters, they come back and put a budget together. We then have a recommended route out of debt. And from then onwards, we take them on a journey through debt recovery, which could last up to 5 years. So that's the debt centre. And Debbie will know all about that too. After we started running the debt centres, we realised that a lot of people got into debt just because they didn't know how to budget properly. And so CAP now run CAP Money courses, and I think Elmford Chapel up the road run them. And they are the largest adult financial education courses run in the country. CAP run thousands of these courses a year, and they are the biggest provider of adult education for finance and budgeting in the UK, which is great, isn't it? And I've run these courses in schools, at the children's centre, in people's homes, and I'm just about to run one at Chiltern District Council for the staff there. So running CAP Money courses is a really broad spectrum of places where you can do these things and start to help people manage their money. But of course, it's not just about helping manage their money, it's about starting to have a relationship with people and starting to see if you can also help them with other things as well. The next thing that happened is that we realised that people needed jobs to get out of debt, and so CAP started job clubs. We don't have one of those at our church. The next thing, we realised that people had addictions and dependencies, which also stopped them getting out of debt. And my wife, Elaine, will be coming along to the 11 o'clock service, helps run our Fresh Start course at our church, where we see people get free of dependencies and addictions. And indeed, in some ways, it's actually more successful than CAP debt stuff, because over the time when there's an 8-week course, very similar to the Alcoholics Anonymous course, plus community time, plus personal coaching, it's a much more spiritually orientated course than the debt stuff is, deliberately. And so we've seen great success in people both going free of addictions and dependencies, but also coming to Christ through that course as well. And finally, CAP have started now what they call a life skills course, similar to the Fresh Start, 8 weeks, but basically cooking on a budget, self-worth, things like that. Things that people who are at the bottom of the pile just generally lack in terms of their skill set. Again, that's proved to be very successful in building community and relationship with people who have no community and don't feel really good about themselves. Right, so how about our journey? What did we do as a church in Milan? Well, in 2013, we ran our first CAP Money courses. And we started to build that up in our own church, but also we started to connect with other organisations, so the Community Cafe, the Children's Centre. I started working with them and holding courses there as well. And it's been a delight when the Children's Centre phoned up and said, we've just had a family be given a child protection order, and as part of that child protection order, they must get budget advice. Jeff, we want you to come along and run a cat money course for this family who are under child protection as part of that process. And I think it's just wonderful that the church is seen as part of the solution to the social problems of the community. This is where it used to be, didn't it, 100 years ago, where there's a problem, somebody used to go to a church for a solution and help. That's what we want to be. We want to be the people who are known as the restorer of the streets, who can repair the broken walls. That's what we want to be, isn't it? Our church wants to be the hope for the world. I don't know if you've read a book called Courageous Leadership by Bill Hybels of some church in America. I can't remember his name now. Sorry? Willow Creek, yeah. But he read a book called Courageous Leadership. And in there he says, my heart is that the local church, the biblically functioning local church, is the hope for the world. And your church, because you love God, you share the good news, and you serve the community. It's your job to be a hope for the world, the hope for Rainer's Lane, the hope for HA2, HA3, or HA5, whatever it is your postcode is here. That's your job, to be the hope for the world. And I think I get really excited when the local community see the church as a solution to the community issues. Really excited. I get excited about a lot of things, don't I? So 2014 we started our CAP Debt Centre, and that built up, started working with Soul Survivor to start with, then we went and branched out alone. But one of the things we've done is to be very narrow focused. CAP are really, really enthusiastic organisation, and they said, when Soul Survivor stopped doing the Debt Centre in Watford, they said to me, Jeff, would you like to take over the whole of Watford? So you could become the debt centre that manages all WDs. It's only about 400,000 people. You have no problem doing it. I said, no, we just want to do WD3. That's quite big enough. That's Rickmansworth, Millend, Maple Cross, Sarratt, and a bit of South Oxley. And so we're quite focused around the community where we are based as a church, so that the people we reach to can come to our church, and our befrienders can easily go and communicate with them. So we're quite narrow in our vision to start with, but that can grow. The next thing we started was the Fresh Start courses in 2016, and we've seen that as part of a whole thing working together. And then one thing that happened in 2017, on the 8th of March 2017, we had a fish and chips and magic tricks evening. Now you may think, well, why have you put that up? Really weird. But we had a CAP evangelist came, called Rod, and we invited our CAP clients and a few other people who had connections with the community, and we reckon there'd be about 40 people coming. Now, you need to know that when you ask those sort of people, most of them don't come. So 43 turned up, which was pretty much amazing in the first place, and 15 people either committed their lives to Christ the first time or recommitted their lives to Christ. Now, in all my years of Christian experience, I'd never seen such an amazing response to the gospel or such an amazing turnout to an evangelistic event that I didn't expect many people to come to. And the reason I'm highlighting this is because there was a spiritual dynamic that had shifted in our community. So 3-4 years after we started our CAP money course, 3 years after, 2 years after, 3 years after our debt centre, we had developed a community who were ready and eager to hear the gospel, because they'd seen the church was God's grace in action. That we weren't judgmental. That they were our friends. They said they thought our church was their church. Even though they didn't come along to services necessarily, they thought, well, Millend Baptist is my church, because they were connected with our people. And also, besides the CAP stuff, we also had a food bank operating in the local community. We had community lunch once a month, and my wife started a thing called Story Spot every first Sunday, where somebody just shared their testimony in a sort of cafe environment. And so we have church members sharing their testimony, and people come to hear that. And again, that's now created almost another service and a different community that comes in. So we have a family service on the first Sunday, they sort of go, and then the community lunch comes, and we get about 60 to 70 people coming to that. Most of the people are from the community, just walking in from the community. So the context of what we're doing is important. We're providing a range of opportunities for people to touch in to our church. But CAP has been really helpful in giving us a framework and infrastructure to start that process. So, coming sort of to land, as it were, how can you get involved? Well, the first thing is to do what God's calling you to do. I was quite surprised. When I look back, it's quite surprising I'm working for CAP, because I went on holiday with some friends to North Wales, and on the Sunday we decided to go to Wrexham Community Church, and we arrived a bit early, and as we were sitting in the pew, my wife and I, a man came up to me and said, "Oh, how, you're new, aren't you? We just said visiting." And he said, "Well, I'm blah, 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 blah." And then he said, I said, "What would you do?" He said, "Well, actually, I've just retired. I'm a mechanical engineer, but now I work for CAP." And he explained what's happening. And do you know what happened? God said to me, "That's what I want you to do, Jeff." And it was quite simple, really. So I retired about a year early, and because I knew I had a go-to, that God was calling me to work for CAP. Now, in lots of previous ministries in my life, I've led a church plant and loads of stuff, and I know God's very specifically called me before to build his church. Very clearly, God said to me one time, one evening, "Jeff, I want you to build my church." Now, I know that I don't build God's church, that Jesus is the builder of the church. But for me, that was an entreaty to wherever I could to create community and family and to create a church where the vision was clear and the strategy was clear about what we're doing. So in my life, I've always tried to build community, build church, because the church is the hope of the world. So it's easy for me to get involved with CAP because I heard God speak. Terrible, isn't it? I mean, it's not terrible, it's just simple, but I did. And so I'm working for CAP. But it's really important that you hear what God's calling you to do. Because if it isn't to work with CAP, then I would be the last person to say you must work with CAP. So it's really important that you hear what God is calling you to do. So just in response to Isaiah, when the people were hearing what Isaiah was saying about this is what I want you to do, they needed to hear that. What is God calling me to do? So what is God calling Rainer Zane Baptist to do? What is God calling Rainer Zane Baptist to do? So let's assume, though, that as you've been thinking about it for 5 months and praying, that, and you're on this journey, that that's maybe where you're going. So what else can you do to get involved? Well, the next thing to do is to say, yes, let's start a debt centre, but it's expensive. Now, I don't know if you've read a book. Have I got it here with me? Oh, it's over here. This is the book. It's called When Helping Hurts, which is How to Alleviate Poverty Without Helping the Poor and Yourself. It's a book by Steve Corbett and Brian Fickett. You won't have read it, okay? It's one of those obscure books that is life-changing, but fantastic. So in here, it defines the route out of poverty as, first of all, relief, which is giving people what they need now to get them back to where they were, then redevelopment, to actually put their infrastructure back in place, rehabilitation, and then development. And in the book it says, most of the time, you guys in the Western world will only come across the situation people need development, because mostly their lives are on a flat. They don't have a tsunami or an earthquake or a famine. They're just living a poor life at that level. So what they need is development. And what CAP is really involved with is development of people. Okay, they've got a particular issue about debt, but there's no huge relief that we want to give them. We don't want to give them money, but we want them to get themselves out of debt. We want them to work. We want to say, you've got value, you can do it, we can help you. The difficulty with development side part of getting people out is it's time consuming, and then that means that finance is required, because we have to support Debbie if she wants to become the debt coach here. We have to pay CAP for all the services they provide. So finance is required. So as a church, you need to think, can we support this ministry? Can I give to this church specifically for that? Secondly, to support Debbie, to pray for her, to encourage her, to provide a team for her. And that team will be both support workers like Tracy is, and you can find out what a support worker does by talking to Tracy, but also maybe having a community links coordinator, somebody who is out in the community linking with the different organisations like the Children's Centre, the social services, the different community cafes you have around here, spreading the word about what CAP can do and finding out where the connections can be made. Because one of the things that we found is that whilst we get people coming to us because they dialed the 0800 number, the most successful clients in terms of building relationships are the people we find through relationship in the community, through people who are actually in our community, already touch base perhaps from the food bank, or touch base by coming to our community lunches, or touch base because they're in the children's centre. We know the works in the children's centre. So having somebody who's working in the community building relationships, which you may already have, I don't know, is really, really helpful. So those are the things that you can do at Rainers Lane to start thinking about, can we start getting in this great work of serving the poor and saving the lost? And then the other thing is you can support CAP. Now this is secondary to the first thing, I must be clear, because it's a financial challenge to start a CAP debt centre, and so I'd like you to concentrate your minds on that first. But CAP is also needing your support in prayer and finances too. And so you will have two forms in your possession. One which is the CAP debt centre form, which is the Rainers Lane one, which do you think as a church we should continue to explore the possibility of running and funding a CAP debt centre? And if we do decide to run a debt centre, would you be willing to make a regular financial commitment to do so? So that's the very important piece of paper from Rainers Lane Baptist Church. The second piece of paper you have is around a book called Nevertheless, which is the story of CAP, and I've got lots of copies of these. I want to give them away to you free, but in order to do so, though, I just need for you to commit to support CAP by filling in this one here. And we've got a special offer on giving at the moment. No, you can't. It can't be true. You can't have a special offer on giving. We do. So if you were to just commit £1 a month, CAP has managed to get some people who are rich Christians to actually double any giving at the moment. So for every pound that you commit to give over the next year, we're match funded by other donors by £1 a month too. So so that's the basic minimum, £1 a month. So if you give £1 a month, then somebody will make it to £2 a month over the next 12 months. So I'd really like to get involved in CAP, because just getting involved with CAP means you get some information from us, you see what's going on, and also I can give you a free book, Nevertheless, which is the story of CAP. But if you've read that one, I can give you a different book so that you can have that one as well. But Nevertheless is not an easy book to read, though. I found it really excruciating, because that John Kirkby guy is really amazingly faithful person. Do you know, he actually believed that when God told him to do something, it was the right thing to do. And irrespective of whoever told him it wasn't the right thing to do, and however much money they hadn't got to keep this organisation going, he still kept going. It was excruciating. But look where the organisation is now. They are changing the nation. If you saw the BBC programme, you'll realise how effective they are. The BBC were trying to scratch away at the Christian side of it, and trying to say, you don't have to pray with people, do you? Can't you just be nice without praying for people? Can't you just leave Jesus out of it? You know, do you have to be Christian? Couldn't be against poverty? Do you have to be Christians? Well, yes, the answer is we absolutely do. Because getting people out of poverty is only part of the solution. Helping them to find Christ is. So, those are the two things that you can help us with today. Well, I hope you felt that was a bit of a whistle. I know it's a bit of a whistle-stop tour, but do speak to me afterwards, or Tracy, or Elaine will come along a bit later and talk to her. So do pray. Do consider giving both Rainers Lane, but also if you want to. And I know some will be able to give both to both. And maybe God stirred you to get involved with Debbie and the work here. So speak to John or Debbie afterwards and say, hey, I'd like to know a bit more. Let's just be quiet.